all the numbers are cooked. Can we parse out? Can we parse out the death? Like Cuomo, whose piece of shit brother was running a spy operation inside of CNN to protect him. Part of the protection record. Tell me CNN didn't know about that anyhow. I don't know if that's in tonight's news anyhow. Can we parse out the data where Cuomo and other crazy communist governors killed old people on purpose with ventilators and by introducing viruses into their fucking long-term care community, housing, and nursing homes? See, if you do all that and you start counting actual deaths, it's nowhere near the Civil War. And what's he talking about? He can't even pronounce Omicron. And it's suddenly gone. There's not one fucking case even in this country. And it's going to start wiping people out. See, he's paid to say this. You understand it?
It's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. Nobody wants
to make our people do the right thing. To make our people do the right thing. The country's never been about making people do a fucking anything. But suddenly to these guys, see, they feel threatened now. So their little plan of taking over the world is running into several speed bumps with assholes like us out here. So they need to make you do something, because there's nothing more democratic than making someone do something they don't want to do, right? These, if you listen to the rhetoric and you break these things down, that's why I love to do this. And by the way, I'll tell you guys flat out, we're having a fucking ball here. We love doing the show. It's fantastic. It's every day is a different odyssey. And I think it bleeds through. We love doing what we're doing. And it's great to take the time and to have a setup here where we can take the time to break things down like this and show you in slow motion, because things come at us so fast, show you in slow motion how fucking absurd and silly these people are. And transparent. Transparent. These clowns would have no problem stuffing you into a closet, a steamer trunk, or some kind of a COVID camp, vaccine camp at all. Again, because it's about making you do what they want you to do, right? The problem is there's assholes like us, Generation X, and some baby boomers out here, and it's bleeding over into many of the Generation Zers who we're coaching, who our kids are and our grandkids are. We know what freedom is, and we know what this country once was, and we're saying, fuck off, not on our watch. And so we have to call assholes like this and their bullshit paid for, prepared spin and narrative. We have to call that on the carpet when we have chances.
So we've allowed a pastiche of uncoordinated health organizations to dictate an on-again, off-again series of measures that mostly just leave us baffled and confused. We haven't centralized the issue.
Yeah, because they lie all the fucking time, right? He fails to point that out. The reason people are confused is because these guys lie on a consistent basis, and when they get caught, they change the rules, they move the goalposts, they lie again to cover up another lie. And then when they get caught doing that, they lie again. It's confusion, right? If you tell the truth, you never have to look over your shoulder. But these guys have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, in the narrative every day, because it's fucking bullshit to start with. And like I said, they're not very good at what they do. They're not very bright. This is not, folks, this is not the bright fucking, this is not the National Honor Society down there, okay? I was in that in high school. I graduated top of my class. Smart people can see right through these guys, right? This is the JV team. We have the JV team or worse running the country. Now, part of that is our fault. I understand that's a bigger issue for a bigger day. But these guys are not that bright. That's why they always have to change things. And I worked for these guys. You sit in rooms with these guys and you leave and you say to your guys, is there something wrong with these guys? Like mentally, are they slow or what is going on here? No, they're just dumb. And they haven't had to achieve a goddamn thing their entire lives to get where they are. So they're not capable of doing anything. Like I said earlier, they can't close. They don't have the balls and they don't have the know-how. And once you know that and you arm yourself with that, well, you become a very dangerous person, and they don't want you to become a very dangerous person. They want you to be a brainwashed fucking dummy who listens to this kind of stupidity from this type of a communist, and you swallow it and say, you know what, this guy's right. I think he made some good points.
To the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibility. Let's see, first was the CDC, and then the FDA, then the National Institutes of Health, mostly coordinating policy through talk shows. Then we left vaccination policy to individual companies. Now it's toothless OSHA going back and forth on what's allowed in factories, but nobody with any power is saying the frontline workers need to be vaccinated.
That's incorrect. The courts are saying it's bullshit. The courts are saying these mandates are not sticking. They're unconstitutional. But that's not good enough for this guy. He needs, they need to double down. What he's asking for, this idiot, this wax dummy in the White House has already done. He's already mandated it. He's already waved his pen. And now he's getting his ass kicked. This dummy wants him to wave it again.
It's just plain wrong. And most of us are sick of it. Even as a vocal anti-vax minority is always grabbing the mic.
What mic? We don't have a fucking mic out here. I have a mic. Few people have a mic. Are you kidding me? Everywhere we fucking turn, we're bombarded with get a vaccine here, get a vaccine, do this. Is this guy fucking for real? His show's Mad Money. It should be called Mad Man. He's a lunatic to think that the folks who are trying to stand up for their civil rights in this country have any type of a major soapbox. This guy's a fucking fool. He's a fool. Are you kidding me? Every day is a challenge to carve out an inch in the media to try to get a message through. We're bombarded. We're waterboarded. And worse than that, our fucking tax money is used to shove this down our throats, to waterboard this down our throats on a daily basis. And this has been going on for well over a year now when it comes to vaccines. Our money is being used and weaponized against us. And this guy's saying, anti-vaxxers, whatever the fuck that means. I haven't run into too many anti-vaxxers, to be honest with you. I've run into a lot of people who don't like the government telling you what the fuck to do and don't like these bureaucrats who have no right to tell you anything, trying to dictate your life, the life of your kids and your grandkids, etc., and the folks you love and you care about. That's not anti-vaxxers. Those are fucking Americans, man. These guys are so jaded with their political ideologies and their communist leanings. They have no idea what this country stands for or what the folks who are saying, go fuck yourself, what we stand for. We have the microphone? This guy is smoking fucking banana peels.
This charade must end. The government must require vaccinations, not of this group or that group, not company by company, not cruise ship by airline or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House. Some of us are old enough to remember.
The buck doesn't stop at the White House. The executive branch was never supposed to make fucking policy. This guy is a fool. He's a neophyte. He's a stooge. He's a shill. The executive order barrage started under Obama, where Obama decided he was going to be all fucking branches of the government because he's Mr. Big Swinging Dick, right? I'll be the legislative branch. I'll be the judicial branch, and I'll be the executive branch. I'm the man. Nobody else matters. And the dummy who was along for the ride, the wax dummy, his vice president, sat there and watched this. And when Trump got in, he did the same damn thing. Fiat. Governing from the executive office, from the executive branch, from the Oval Office. Well, Biden does it now in some fucking garage at the side of the White House. Whatever it takes. That's nothing to do with. Do you see what happens when these things go through the court? When they go through legitimate means? Hell, I don't blame most presidents for trying to bypass Congress. They're fucking feckless to begin with, but the buck doesn't stop at the White House. It never has. These guys are lost. They don't even understand how the government works.
We were told we had to get a needle stuck into our arms because of some disease that was so scary we were afraid to talk about it. The disease was called polio.
So he makes the thing here, the polio thing. Now, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. This is a coached, this is tradecraft, okay? This is fucking spycraft. This is high-level stuff. These guys can't come up with this stuff, believe me. Believe me. We were paid, they paid guys like me to come up with this stuff and guys like our crew, and we were nefarious, man. We come up with all kind of crazy stuff. It's meant to drive fear. It has nothing to do with reality, and it's preposterous on its face. It's preposterous. Once you break it down, you look at what polio was and what it did to people and what this has done to people. I mean, I'm talking about before the vaccines. What's happened to people after the vaccines? You could probably make more comparisons to that, to vaccine injuries, to polio, than you can to coronavirus without a vaccine.
No one knew how you got it, but you were scared to go to a place where anyone might congregate, a swimming pool, a park.
See? That's what I'm talking about. You were scared. It's fear. It's plain and simple. Pressing buttons. These guys have been pressing buttons for a couple of days. Let's fast forward here to when he loses his shit.
But Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The Commonweal was a Commonweal. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast.
Eisenhower would be aghast. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. He warned JFK about it privately. He warned America about it publicly. He said there were dark forces. There was a shadow fucking government. In his farewell speech to the country from the Oval Office, he said he wished he could have done more. And one of his biggest regrets was there's a shadow government. He was talking about the military-industrial complex. He was talking about the birth of the intelligence community, the birth of the deep state. And when JFK got in there, he said, you know, we're going to fucking, what do you say? We're going to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it in the wind. Eisenhower was against this, even though he was, it's really stunning to think about. He was part of the military, building the military-industrial complex as a general, right? And knowing that, at the end of his vision quest, so to speak, during the presidency in the Oval Office, he said, you know what? Even though I was part of it, this is fucked up and it's wrong. Which is even more stunning than if he wasn't part of building it. Well, what we have now is a medical industrial complex. And to bring Eisenhower into it, he's simply this fool, this puppet, this sock puppet, this chrome dome jackass simply does not understand fucking his history, nor does he care, because they use these things. First of all, Eisenhower, you're going to bring up Eisenhower to today's youth? These guys don't even know who fucking JFK was.
We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
What are the stats on that? Immunocompromised? Who's walking around? Most immunocompromised people have been sold down the river by their doctors and told them to get the jabs. And a lot of those people are dead now. Dead now. Yeah, because it makes a lot of sense medically to someone with a compromised immune system and comorbidities and pre-existing conditions to make them go and put something in their body that no doctor can explain what the fuck it is. These guys are, I told you, they're a cartoon.
Companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated now backing down? We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue?
Foolish state rights. See, I get pissed off. It's okay. I get emotional. I give a shit. It's a good sign, right? Foolish state's right issue. That's an amendment of the Constitution of the United States. It's foolish. I guess the right for women to vote is foolish, too. That's an amendment. The right that gives this asshole the right to stand up there and lie to your face because he's so blinded by his political ideology and his fucking investments or whatever his problem is or his mental incapacity. The same Constitution that gives him the right to spew these lies. I guess that's stupid too. Foolish states' right issue? I'm telling you, you have to look at these guys as cartoons.
To get sick, get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID.
I agree. We have to go to war against assholes like this. We have to go to war, somebody who wants to put a fucking needle in your arm or anything else in your body that you don't want to put in your body. How can you fight a war on drugs? This is preposterous when you think about it. You know, the work I did for DEA and the DEA guys would understand this. How can you fight a war on drugs? The government telling you, you don't have the right to go put these things in your body because they're illegal. And they spent a lot of money doing this. And they spent a lot of time, a lot of resources stuffing you in prison if you fuck up or get caught, etc. But on the same group of assholes in D.C., they tell you, well, you have to put this other stuff in your body. Well, what is it? Well, we don't know what it is. Well, how does that make any sense? I thought there was a war on drugs. Oh, there's a war on drugs that are not coming from pharmaceutical companies, see. There's a such thing as legal drug pushers and illegal drug pushers. That's a very important stipulation. The video just cut out. So let's fix that. You know, the young people in our country have been fed so much shit through their educational process and been indoctrinated by communists, basically, liberal fools. They listen to this stuff, and they probably think, hey, this guy's got some good points. They don't understand. They don't, because they've been brainwashed. That's why I like to break things like this down, because I know we have a lot of young folks listening all over the world. It's humbling. It really is humbling. I mean, it's... I don't understand it, really. That's a conversation for another day. It's humbling. It's humbling that people are listening to the show. To begin with. So I keep that in mind every day. We try to stay grounded here and we try to work hard so we don't disappoint people. But young people listen to this and they actually say, hey, this guy's really he's making some good points. This guy's on a roll. Is he really? They don't even understand. They've been done such a massive disservice by their educational process. Then they go to liberal universities. I went to liberal universities. I know the fucking game. I know it. And they're brainwashed there too. Let's continue with this fool.
Why are vaccination universally? Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated.
Have the military run a vaccination. That sounds American, right? Put the fucking military in the streets, which is illegal, by the way. It's not even something that's legal. Put the military in the street. That won't create civil unrest. He talks about the Civil War. Maybe that's what he wants. Maybe he wants a civil war. Maybe he wants to wipe out all the have-nots and get it over with. Don't think they don't think this way. He just said, put the military on it. What? This guy's a fucking maniac. The problem is, he is being told to say these things. These are talking points that are developed. This is what they think of you. We'll turn the military on these unruly, uncooperative sons of bitches. Let's float that. Let's see how.
Better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
Says fucking who? I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I don't have to stay home. If there's going to be a war, asshole, it's going to be me against assholes like you. You don't get to dictate whether I stay fucking home or not, and you could sit in your office or your shitty studio and count your fucking winnings and your money. No. It doesn't fucking work that way. If you want a civil war, the other side's not going to sit at home. Are you out of your fucking mind? Put the military in the street and you sit at home. Oh, okay. Just because you said so, because you're on CNBC giving shitty financial advice, we should listen to you.
Then you know what would happen? oh, there would be a new variant in some unvaccinated part of the world. Then someone flies here from there, and some of us will get a flu, and we'll take a pill from Pfizer once it can ramp up.
Oh, take a pill from Pfizer. Take a pill from Pfizer. How much Pfizer do you fucking own, buddy? How much Moderna do you own? Let's see your stock portfolio. Why did you mention Pfizer? That's strange. You understand what's going on here? They don't give a fuck about you. They have no regard for human life.
It's antiviral, and it'll be like influenza. Now, it will kill some, but not many. Maybe 50,000, the average flu deaths for the...
Oh, maybe it just kills 50,000. Well, he was spouting off death counts in war time. Oh, COVID's killed more people than World War II and the Civil War. Wrong. But what's 50,000? Well, that's no big deal. Oh, 58,000 died in Vietnam, Jim. It's no big deal. 50,000, it's no big deal. A small price to pay for your compliance, you pieces of shit out there.
Last decade, not 500,000.
Do you understand what's going on here? Now, I might have spent a little bit longer on that than I wanted to, but my God. Somebody call the police on this guy. Unfucking believable. Somebody call the police. This guy was just mobbed. He was just assaulted by Thomas Paine. I don't know. Somebody help Jim Cramer. Jesus Christ, get in there. Woo! You know what's great? It's fantastic. It's so fun. This asshole probably stayed up all night. Him and his wing monkeys put this thing together, this whatever 3-minute fucking bullshit. I don't need any prep. I just turn it on and rip him to shreds. Like I said, I just watched the video for the first time. By cutting it, I didn't even watch the whole thing. Right before I turned on the mic. If you know your shit, you don't need it. Index cards, you don't need bibliographies and write dissertations. You can tear a fucking communist to shreds just lickety split by knowing your shit and by sniffing out this bullshit a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, 100 miles away. Are these guys have no problem putting you in a fucking cage because you don't listen to them. Well, isn't that just great? We had a bunch of assholes just like that in the 1700s who ended up with a fucking bayonet in their neck. And the ones that weren't taken care of here were on a ship back to England, licking their wounds, figuring out what the fuck happened over there. Well, this country happened. And as long as I'm still around, assholes like this are going to be called on the carpet. And he better hope there's not a fucking war. I can tell you what. We got the numbers, baby. We got the numbers, and we got the commitment. You think a fucking fairy like this would stand up in a street fight? Are you kidding me? He wants the military. The military will run it. The difference between a guy like me and folks like you, we don't need the fucking military. We'll make our own military. I don't need the military to fight my battles. If they want to join in, that's great. And if they want to jump bad, we'll fucking fight them too. Simple. Fucking fight anybody. That's the way you gotta think. It's rock and roll, man. I told folks, you gotta channel your inner badass. That's the way it's gonna have to be. It's not particularly hard to take on people who should have been stuffed and kept in their lockers in school, like this fool. Okay. You know, if you're listening on the Thomas Paine podcast, we started out with a little brushy one string. That dude's something else. Plays one string guitar. If you're listening on the regular Thomas Paine podcast, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's okay. It's like watching Jim Cramer in CNBC. Why are these people always wrong? Nowhere else except cable television can you be wrong on a daily basis and make a lot of money being wrong. Of course, you're supposed to be wrong. You're supposed to mislead people, especially if you can separate them from their money on Wall Street. And guess who profits from? Your broker. How many times do you take a ass whooping in the market listening to these liars? I can't understand what's going on. I never seem to win. You're not supposed to fucking win. You have liars like this in your face telling you what to do, brainwashing you, constantly brainwashing you, telling you how to think, what to do, what to put in your body, what a piece of crap you are for having independent thought, etc. Now, we are progressing and proceeding. It's going to be one of those shows. It's already a great show. I'm having fun. That's half the battle. You know, you do 2.5, 3 hours a night, 3.5 hours a night. You got to have some fun along the way. Fuck's sake. It can't be all serious, folks. That's why those other dudes are doing like an hour. These other right-wing types are doing like an hour, 45 minutes. They're mad the whole time. Hulk mad, Hulk smash. Yeah. I could be a caveman too for 45 minutes if I wanted to. You got to mix it up a little bit here. People want to listen to the anger shtick. Maybe they do. I don't know. People are getting some good numbers. Well, we cater to bright people. The cement head will watch anything.